Eli sat on the wooden porch steps, crammed in with his brothers, while Papa fiddled with the camera. On one side, his youngest brother Frog was vibrating with excitement. On the other side, the older two weren't as eager. "Take the picture," Sam said through gritted teeth. Clearly, his patience with the ritual of first day of school photos was wearing thin by sixth grade.
"Got it."
The line of four boys separated with the force of bowling pins being knocked every which way. The first day of school meant something different to each of them. But whether they were dreading it or dying to get back, no one wanted to stay on the splintery steps any longer than necessary. This was the first year that all four boys were heading off to real school, if kindergarten counted as real. Eli wasn't sure any place where you glued cotton balls on construction paper was real school, but Frog thought it was, and was excited to finally be in the photo. And according to Fletcher family rules, the photo had to be taken, so it was. Certainly, the boys didn't look like brothers, apart from the matching grass-stained knees and monogrammed backpacks. Sam, with his tan and his surfer shorts. Jax, all elbows and knees and woolly black afro that he refused to cut. Eli, slight and freckly pale with glasses. And Frog, the size of an average four-year-old, despite being six. Frog seemed to have the energy of at least 3 6-year-olds, but in a very concentrated size. Eli fidgeted with his backpack and watched as Jax ran into the yard and punted the bright orange soccer ball that had been sitting in the middle of the lawn. It sailed neatly over the low shrub and into the new neighbor's yard, where it stuck deep in a prickly-looking bush.
"No!" Sam looked up from his phone screen. "That's my favorite ball, and you know he's going to be a total jerk about it. Why'd you do that?"
He moved to slug Jax, but Jax dodged quickly out of the way. Eli figured Jax's speed always increased around 20% when he was avoiding being whacked by Sam.
"Sorry, I'll go grab it," Jax said.
"No, nobody go anywhere. Sam, we have approximately 3 million other soccer balls around here, and we need to launch. But Jax, we have given repeated warnings." Papa's voice came from behind the porch chair, where he had dropped his camera lens cap. "I know you miss having the Kelleher's next door. We were all sorry when they moved, but for better or worse, we have Mr. Nelson now, and he does not appreciate the balls, street hockey pucks, and other items that you keep sending over. After the rather difficult conversation with Officer Hollis on Labor Day, the less we bug Mr. Nelson, the better." Eli knew he wasn't kidding. When the family had come home from their vacation last month, the Kelleher house had no longer had the for sale sign swinging in front of it. Instead of a basketball hoop, the driveway now had nothing but an extremely shiny old Buick. And the yard, which had been remarkable only for the dandelions, was now all spruced up with what looked like hundreds of carefully transplanted flowers. Flowers that apparently weren't able to withstand the occasional ball. Old Mr. Nelson didn't seem as fancy as his flowers. He was kind of grizzled-looking. He scowled at the boys when he walked his yappy little dog and ignored them the rest of the time. But calling the police on their sing-along had definitely been what Eli's history book would call an escalation. "Why couldn't someone cool with kids have moved in?" Jax mumbled. No one bothered to answer him.
"Papa, is it time to go? Will my name tag say Frog?"
Frog jumped up and down in excitement.
"Or will it say Jeremiah? I hate it when it says my real name."
"Don't worry, Froggy," said Jax helpfully. "They'll probably just call you Doofus."
"They will not," Frog retorted. "And Papa, do you think they'll keep the seat next to mine saved for Flair? He's coming today too, you know."
Papa ignored the mention of Flair, Frog's imaginary best friend, who happened to be a cheetah, and concentrated on shutting down his camera. Eli agreed with this strategy. It was never a good idea to try to talk Frog out of his imaginary creatures. Once the camera was carefully placed back in its case, the launch began in earnest. This year, Sam and Jax would bike or walk together most of the time. But today, with all the school supplies, they rode with Papa. Eli had a little pang that he and Jax weren't starting fourth grade together.
They had always been in the same grade, at the same school, even if they hadn't been in the same class, and he would miss the comfort of having Jax nearby. But changing schools had been his choice. He wasn't going to worry about it now. Sam and Jax milled around, double-checking binders and colored pencils, while Papa tried to figure out where he had left his keys. Frog, who was supposed to get into the car with Eli, was, ugh, licking his hand and smoothing down his dark, wispy hair in an effort to make it stay flat. Finally, he climbed in and started to buckle his booster seat. Eli watched all this from his own seat, buckled in and waiting patiently for Dad to get in and take him to Narnia, to Hogwarts, to Neverland. Eli was starting a new school this fall, one for gifted students, and he was more than ready.